If for the second time in 24 hours, the Home Minister has met the Agriculture Minister, the Delhi Police Chief has visited the blockaded border in Delhi. Haryana Khap Panchayats and BJP's allies in the Lok Sabha have now supported farmers as well. Fairly somber Gurpurab celebrations, meanwhile, at the protest site. Let's bring you up to date with the latest developments of a protest which is huge in size and shows no signs of coming to an end.
ये झूठ फैलाना दूसरा झूठ चलाया जब एक विषय पर इनका झूठ किसान समझ जाते हैं तो ये दूसरे विषय पर झूठ फैलाने लग जाते हैं 24/7 उनका यही काम है ये झूठ फैलाना एक प्रकार से आदत बन गई है मजबूरी बन चुका है जो पहले होता था वैसा ही अब भी होने वाला है जो अभी हुआ ही नहीं है जो कभी होगा ही नहीं उसको लेकर समाज में भ्रम फैलाया जाता है
The Prime Minister accusing the opposition of instigating thousands of farmers who've been protesting at Delhi's borders against three farm laws which they say leaves them at the mercy of corporate giants while undermining government guaranteed prices.
पहले तो मंडी के बाहर हुए लेन-देन ही गैर कानूनी माने जाते थे ऐसे में छोटे किसानों के साथ अक्सर धोखा होता था विवाद होते थे क्योंकि छोटा किसान तो मंडी पहुंच ही नहीं पाता था अब ऐसा नहीं है अब छोटे से छोटा किसान भी मंडी से बाहर हुए हर सौदे को लेकर कानूनी कार्यवाही कर सकता है
The Prime Minister's sharp words came after at least two meetings in 24 hours held by his top troubleshooter, Home Minister Amit Shah, and this attack by the Congress's Rahul Gandhi.
ये कानून नरेंद्र मोदी के दो तीन मित्रों के लिए है ये कानून किसान से चोरी करने के कानून है और इसलिए हम सबको मिलकर हिंदुस्तान की शक्ति के साथ खड़ा होना पड़ेगा किसान के साथ खड़ा होना पड़ेगा
Farmers holding sit-in protests at Delhi-Singhu border oppose every single thing that Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in his speech.
वो मन में जो बात साल से हम सुन रहे हैं मोदी का सारे देश के किसान आज चार दिन से देश के किसान अपने मन की बात मोदी जी को सुनाने आए हैं तो हमने जो मोदी जी को बोला है कि किसानों के मन की बात सुनो वरना आपको बहुत महंगा पड़ेगा और इसका जो सबक आपको मिलेगा आप और आपकी पार्टी और ये रूलिंग पार्टी और भारत सरकार को हमेशा हमेशा याद रहेगा
मैं उम्मीद करता हूं कि जल्द से जल्द केंद्र सरकार किसानों की सभी मांगों पे गौर करेगी उनकी मांगे मानेगी और उनके दुख दूर करेगी
The BJP's IT department boss attacked the Delhi government, alleging Khalistanis and Maoists were instigating the protesters, many from Punjab. The Aam Aadmi Party government hit back, pointing out the selling of fruits and vegetables was already deregulated in Delhi. Now grains will be included. But the farmers demand that they should get MSP or guaranteed prices, whether inside or now outside the mandi, a demand the Aam Aadmi Party says they support. The support for farmers today increased with the influential Khap Panchayats promising to join in, the announcement ironically made by a BJP MLA.
सरकार को भी हम तमाम खापों की तरफ से ये कहेंगे अपनी तरफ से दबाव लगा सकते हैं या बड़ी जायज बात है कि हमारे किसानों को घाट मिलना चाहिए और इसके ऊपर पुनर्विचार करना चाहिए
In Rajasthan, the Rashtriya Loktantrik Party says it will reconsider its support to the BJP over the farmers' bills. Though it has only one MP in Parliament, its support base is across 10 to 15 Lok Sabha seats and is crucial, especially as the Jats are dominant voters. Hanuman Beniwal has written to Amit Shah.
कि अगर इस काले कानून को वापस नहीं लिया गया, तो NDA को समर्थन दे या नहीं दे जारी रखे, इस पर पुनर्विचार पार्टी करेगी और हम किसानों के साथ हैं और किसी तरह की बेउद की अगर सरकार ने किसानों के साथ की तो पूरे देश का किसान सड़कों पर होगा और दिल्ली को चारों तरफ से घेर लेंगे।
So far, the government is adamant it will only talk to the farmers on the 3rd of December as scheduled, unless the farmers move to a government-designated spot. Sensing that the situation might heat up further, the centre has told the Delhi police to strengthen security at the capital's borders as the farmers threaten disruptions on 5 main entry points. With Neeta Sharma in New Delhi, Anusya Mathur for NDTV.
All right, will there be unconditional talks offered by the government on a day in which the Prime Minister has actually strongly defended the farmers' laws? Yogendra Yadav joins us, as does Rajat Sethi, Harcharan Bains, who's the spokesperson of the Shiromani Akali Dal with us as well. Also, Raghav Chadha of the Aam Aadmi Party. Let me come to you first, Yogendra Yadav. The Prime Minister has said, and let me quote what he said, earlier decisions of the government were opposed. Now rumours have become the basis of protest and opposition. Propaganda is spread that although a decision is fine, it can lead to other consequences about things that haven't happened or will never happen. How do you respond to that?
On one thing, I agree with the Prime Minister, that rumours and propaganda are dominating. And the source of rumours and propaganda is his party. It's ITC, their entire propaganda machinery. I was shocked to hear that the Prime Minister today was insulting the intelligence of farmers. Basically, he was saying, I've given you such a lovely gift and you must be idiots who have walked for 400 kilometers to oppose what must be a great gift for them. So the Prime Minister insults the intelligence of ordinary farmers of the country. The Prime Minister also insulted the entire movement by insinuating that this is a movement led by opposition party, this, that and the other. The fact is that these farmer movements from Punjab and Haryana who are today protesting against Modi government were a year ago protesting against Congress in Punjab.
Right.
The Prime Minister also seriously misled the country by saying that these laws will support export of agricultural commodities. These three laws have nothing to do with export of any kind. That's complete nonsense. The Prime Minister and his colleagues, the least they need to do is to acknowledge that farmers are anxious, that they have genuine apprehensions. On a day, as your report beautifully brought out, when the tide is turning, Hanuman Beniwal, Mr. Sangwan in Haryana, new people to Rakesh Tiket in Uttar Pradesh, farmers' tide is turning, and within next 48 hours, you will see a sea of humanity, sea of farmers coming to Delhi.
All right.
And these statements coming from Prime Minister on that day are rather odd and very sad.
Rajat, very strong words from Yogendra Yadav. He disagrees with what the Prime Minister says and adds that it's only going to get bigger from here on. How do you respond?
Well, most of what Yogendra Ji has just mentioned is all vacuous statement coming out from a politician. Looking at this entire event from a political lens, I think Prime Minister and various ministers of his cabinet have amply made it clear that the farmers' interest, at least whatever was there in place hitherto, is intact. There are only new options which have been added through these three farm laws. And my question to all the opposition leaders who are trying to instigate the farmers is that what kind of a cheap politics are you doing? You know, India has entered into a new phase of opposition politics where the strategy, be it the CAA or the NRC or the current farm bill, they focus only on confusing the electorate, confusing the people, trying to create rumors around something which is not even written, which is not even being discussed on the table anywhere. Now, this strategy is detrimental for the country's progress. We have seen how marginally agriculture has grown over the past several decades, and this status quo cannot continue. Regarding MSPs, we all know how MSPs every year through administrative orders has been given to the farmers, will be given, it is properly budgeted. It is an annual exercise which is done every single year. Okay. And administrative decisions cannot be hardwired. If you hardwire them into law, how do you change it every year? How do you increase the MSPs every year? It's a simple thing.
Various by saying that, by giving an open-ended number, Rajat, something that allows the government to change it.
No, see, absolutely. And the government, first of all, you need to understand how does the government operate on the MSPs. Every year, administrative decisions are made, more and more additional budgets are allocated. And of course, the budgets are all not done on zero budgeting. They're based on the previous year's budget, and they increase the MSPs, they account for it, and include it into the budget.
To say that MSP should exist on that piece of paper, right, and calculate it whichever way is correct and in farmers' interests, what's the difficulty in doing that?
No, but what is the difficulty other ways? If you look at that, this allows the government's administrative machinery to actually function well.
Rajat, just one sec. I'll come back to you. I just want to bring in Yogendra Yadav, has to leave soon. Mr. Yadav, respond to those points mentioned by Rajat.
So he says, if you write MSP in law, it is hardwiring. It's not a sensible thing to do. I just want to remind my friend that in 2011, there was a chief minister's committee which had recommended that MSP should be written into a law. And you know who was the head of that chief minister's committee?
Who wrote a lovely letter to the Prime Minister,
the then Prime Minister, Mr. Manmohan Singh. Yes, Mr. Narendra Modi was the chief minister who said MSP should be written into law. He must have been as foolish as I am today, isn't it, Rajat?
Can I respond?
Yes, please.
Well, since Yogendra Yadav ji is not in the government, I can't ask him this question. But various state governments ruled by the Congress party had said that this is coming onto our turf of the state, state purview, and the state governments will formulate laws. And we know that Punjab, for instance, came up with its own set of laws. My simple question is that why could the Congress-led government in Punjab not hardwire the MSP or not include it into the bills that have been formulated, and why were they not able to assuage the concerns of the farmers? Because that was the entire intent of them coming out with these laws and trying to replace the laws of the center. And they said that we are not going to agree with what the center is going to say. Fair enough. Create model laws.
So is the BJP saying that whenever Congress did not do something, they will not do it?
No, I'm just saying that this entire thing is political agenda. That's what I'm
saying. All right, one second. Raghav Chadha, come in over here. Raghav, this is what the BJP has been saying at various levels, that this is a political agenda. These are political voices. Yogendra Yadav is a politician who is influencing these farmers, misleading the farmers. In fact, the Prime Minister said today, and I quote, these are the same people who have consistently tricked the farmers for decades. Respond to this.
Well, I think, you know, anyone who has participated or been close to the protest site and interacted with the farmers will come to only one conclusion, that this farmers' protest, this movement, this Inqilab, Vishnu, is a movement by the farmer and for the farmer. Political parties, quite frankly, have nothing to do with it. Some political parties may align with the cause of the farmer, some political party may not align with the cause of the farmer. But the movement itself has nothing to do with the political outfits. And in fact, several leaders of the Kisan Morcha have made it clear that they will not even permit, and rightly so, any politician to come on their stage. It is actually, you know, belittling the understanding of the Indian farmer that he himself does not understand his own interest. I mean, the Prime Minister's statement today is absolutely shocking. I quite frankly, for once, did think that after this, this Inqilab, the way it is picking up, the Prime Minister will certainly submit himself before the farmers and have an unconditional dialogue. But he's laid down a condition. It's a giveaway, what he has said today. He's saying that a dialogue can perhaps happen in future only on one condition. And the condition is that the government will explain the benefits, the alleged benefits of these three laws to the farmer, which essentially translates into the fact that the farmer himself does not understand his benefit and the government understands the benefit. And
no, but if the Prime Minister was trying to explain this to farmers from the perspective that he comes from, what's wrong with that?
Well, what the farmers today, Vishnu, are demanding, an unconditional dialogue. He has laid down a condition. He says the laws are absolutely fantastic. It is for the own benefit of the farmer. And the farmer is absolutely foolish, for they don't understand the benefits of this farm
bill. In fact, Rajat, this is a point that has been coming on for the last several days. Why not have unconditional talks? Why initially suggest December 3rd, then say, okay, we'll speak earlier? Why tell these farmers you have to go to Burari? Why can't the government call the farmers right now and say, let's talk, all issues on the table. I'm not defending, you're not defending, let's talk. What's wrong with that?
Absolutely, there's nothing wrong in that, and I think in all likelihood the government is planning to do that.
Why but hasn't you can't it happened, public Raja, this is my question.
Let me tell you, see, protests in this country, the Aam Aadmi Party style usurping specific protests in the past and making a political, you know, gains out of it is another matter altogether. If a protest has to be done, public inconvenience should not be caused. And I think for that, a systematic based protest site or something like that should have been in place. And what is wrong with farmers going there and being getting gathered over there and being addressed by either the Union Home Minister or the Union Agriculture Minister? What is wrong with that? Why are they not agreeing to this simple request? And why not the government should get a chance to directly interact with the farmers and understand what is their principal concern? Because hitherto nobody questioned that why was MSP not included as part of the law. Right now, when additional choices are being given before the farmers, why is this sudden...
All right, I know Mr. Baines is waiting. Mr. Baines, just wait with me for one more minute. Raghav, just reply quickly to this one point before I go across to Harcharan Baines.
Yes. Well, this... Vishnu, this inconvenience that has been caused can be done away with in less than 60 seconds. And what it would entail is that the Home Minister or the Prime Minister of this country pick up the phone, speak to one of the leaders of the Kisan Morcha and say, look, we are ready for an unconditional dialogue. They don't have to speak to lakhs and lakhs of farmers. Only a small group of their leaders, the leadership, will come and interact with them. But roughly 60 days ago, the farmers had announced that we will do this Dilli Chalo campaign on November 26th. They gave them a 60-day notice. But even now, the government is unable to sort of understand and pay heed to their demand.
We'll come to that point. We'll come to that point in a second about the notice which has been given. But Mr. Harcharan Baines has been waiting, listening very patiently. Sir, what a lot of people find a deeply worrying part of all of this are the allegations that some extremist elements have moved in with the farmers. These are Khalistanis. These are being tweeted across by proper BJP handles, apparently associated with the IT cell as well. Is this a very dangerous part of how the government is handling this crisis?
It is extremely dangerous. You know, it is a throwback to the 1980s when I won't like to name the party because we don't want to get into political discussions here. But in the 1980s, when we had a peaceful agitation in Punjab for river waters and territorial issues and other things, then also, you know, this thing was created. And see, what happens is there are about, I think there's hardly a farmer who is not a part of this this agitation. So are all of them separatists or anarchists or Khalistanis or so on? And then there are farmers from other states, you know, from Punjab, from Haryana, from Rajasthan, and even from the south, they're beginning to start. So are all of them... Why are you getting into this?
Rajat said he wants to reply to that. Go ahead, Rajat. Yes.
What part of a few people does the gentleman not understand? Clearly, it has been mentioned a few individuals who support the Khalistani cause have become part of this and they are trying to usurp this movement.
Who are these?
And that is a matter of fact. We've all heard, we have absolutely heard how Deep Sidhu, this person, this individual comes out and absolutely goes on and starts defending a terrorist. What other evidence is required? It is a properly recorded video.
Okay, reply to that.
Absolutely the vanguards of this movement. Why should citizens not look through it?
Okay, I think you must have heard what the farmers' organizations have been saying about it. They have declared from the stage that any individual speaking to the media or to anybody else or making any gestures or carrying any posters or slogans, whatever, is not a part of this agitation. And if you know who the person is, why are you not acting against him? You have your government in Haryana, and the police is in Delhi with you. So why are you not acting against that person? Has any of the farmers' organizations stopped you? Why if you have information?
If he's an extremist, he needs to be targeted. This has nothing to do with farmers, right?
All of this is a matter of fact.
See, you're gone repeating this. I'm asking you, why are you not acting against him?
Vishnu, man.
But absolutely. He aired his sympathy. He aired his sympathy on television channel. He can have sympathy.
See, the farmers' organizations are not with him.
The laws have to take.
I mean, you are not even listening.
Accusation is very
the
clear.
The farmers' organizations have categorically declared that they are not supporting any such thing.
Okay, one second. Raghav, come in. You had a point to make. Yes.
Vishnu, this is classic. This is classic BJP strategy. This is the strategy that they follow all throughout, which is essentially about digressing, diverting, and deceiving. The three D's that these guys use: digress, deceive, and divert. This is precisely what they're doing. They're trying to change this entire narrative, the whole movement into about one individual or the thoughts of one particular individual. This movement is far bigger than that. It is not about what one individual feels or thinks about a particular person from the history. This is about the cause of the farming community, about how these three laws completely dismantle the mandi system, destroy the MSP, and destroy public procurement of grains. We should be debating this and not about what one individual believes about a particular person from India's history.
Last point on this, Rajat, before we move on to other aspects. Rajat, go ahead. Yes, just on this point.
See,
of
yeah. Vishnu, my simple request is talk to people who are not political stakeholders in Punjab, for God's sake. Aam Aadmi Party, we all know what the principal opposition party in Punjab. Let us not talk to people who are part of this. They gain politically out of this whole thing. Why don't you speak to agricultural economists for God's sake? They've been writing and screaming in every single editorial columns in prominent newspapers. They are saying that the political parties sitting in the opposition and in the government, in the certain state governments, are actually trying to instigate the farmers and trying to mislead them. Look at what agro-economists are talking about, and they've not just been talking about it today, they've been writing about it for past two or three decades. And, you know, this is the reason why reforms are difficult. You need a person like Prime Minister Modi, who enjoys the confidence of the people and the trust of the people, to come in and do those reforms which are in the larger interest of the farmers, of the marginalized farmers. Truly remember, it is about the marginalized farmers, not the rich middlemen, who think that there it is their bapati, they can control of everything, and they can yield all the benefits, keeping the marginalized farmers and the farming labor perpetually poor.
I get your point.
We come here to listen to the lectures on the Prime Minister.
Go ahead, Mr. Benz, yes.
I mean, are the farmers not people?
Sorry, Mr. Benz, go ahead with your point.
Yeah, I'm saying, are the farmers not people? See, the point about these separatists, etc., you know, the farmers' organizations have declared from the stage that only what is spoken to by the legitimate representatives, and they have named who they are, should be taken as a version of the farmers. And then they have said that anybody except including the person that this gentleman is referring to, who says something or does something which harms the country or which gives a wrong impression or whatever illegal, the government should act against him. The farmers have said that. So what is stopping you? That means the farmers are on one side, and these elements, for God's sake, who knows, they could be anybody's persons. Who knows? The farmers say they're not ours. So why are you using them to defame the farmers?
Okay.
Somebody whom the farmers are disowning.
I just want to go across to Raghav for another point. Now, two of five highways into Delhi have been blocked by farmers. The Singhu border has been blocked by farmers. The Tikri border has been blocked by farmers, for example. And there are more farmers apparently on the way. So, when are we going to face a shortage of essential food items in Delhi?
Well, Vishnu, right now situation is under control. Right now, the travel and logistics is still well within control. But I would certainly urge the union government to resolve this deadlock at the earliest. Because ultimately, of course, with the sealing of these borders, it will result in some sort of shortages in Delhi. And therefore, it is incumbent now on the union government to resolve this. And it is extremely, extremely simple for them to resolve this. The farmers are asking, these farmers are the farmers who elect governments. These are the farmers on whose vote that all these political leaders who are now sitting in the union government were elected in the first place. What is the poor farmer saying? The poor farmer who's withstood your tear gas, your water cannons, your assaults over the last few days, who's traveled hundreds and hundreds of miles, has come to your doorstep to have one simple dialogue with him, with you. Just have an unconditional dialogue with him and he will go back. It's as simple as that.
Okay. So can you give us a number, Raghav? How many more days before you start finding yourself in trouble with, say, vegetables? would say...
Well, Vishnu, I haven't even done a back of the envelope calculation myself yet. I would refrain from commenting on it. I'll only say that this situation is absolutely resolvable, should be resolved, and the union government should not make this an ego battle. What I see as an outsider, as a political observer, I do certainly feel that the union government has made this into an ego battle, an ego issue.
No, I take that.
They must not do this.
But Raghav, you aren't answering my questions on what Delhiites might face. You know, the other issue, of course, is COVID. The other issue is that there is a crazy situation over here potentially with COVID. And I think the argument look, in Bihar elections, it was even worse. You know, it's a false equivalence. So you shouldn't be making point.
I'm not saying you are. I'm saying others have.
So first of all,
as far as the inconvenience and shortages of certain commodities are concerned, Vishnu, that situation hasn't arisen. Okay. We don't see that situation arising anytime in near future. And we do hope that this situation will get resolved. As far as the spread of or the outbreak of COVID-19 is concerned, as far as the overall Delhi situation is concerned, of course, the situation is well within the control.
From no, but with these farmers, tens of thousands gathering over there,
right?
So with masks, no masks.
Yes, I acknowledge. And I am absolutely alive to the issue. And therefore, while even when I had visited earlier in the day, to the Tikri border, and several of my colleagues were there, as a Singhu border, and several of my colleagues were there. All of us interacted with the farmers, and we requested them to comply with the social distancing norm and wear masks. And most of them were complying with it. I do acknowledge that some of them were not.
Right.
And we do hope that as the days pass by, they will also certainly acknowledge and comply with
those. That's not happening at all, unfortunately. And that is a serious healthcare issue, which is staring us in the face as we speak about the farmers' issues. Critical. There is a health emergency potentially brewing there as well. Look, we'll talk about that later. I'd like to thank both of you very much for being with us.